So when you understand how it works, that everything is a vibration, our brain transmits and receives, and whatever you put out, scientists have proven that it affects physical matter, which proves that it works. When you understand how it works and why it works, and that it works every day in your life, that's when you start increasing your level of belief. This is why understanding how it works and why it works is so important. And that's why going back to the five basics, the four basic basics, which is who do you listen to, teachability index, training balance scale, and understanding that you are going to have to initially use conscious competence, which means apply this consciously with some effort initially, until it gets to unconscious competence, which means it's happening automatically, and then it's happening absolutely effortlessly. You also now know the basic, and I call it the basic procedure, which you can do anytime, any place, anywhere to get anything you want. The basic procedure, which can allow you to be, do, or have anything and everything you want. And that basic procedure, to recap, is number one, define specifically what you want. Define your dream. Define your goal. Define your desire. Define what you want. You can do it three ways. You can define it specifically in great detail, generally, or just feeling good. Now, somebody asked me, which is better? And the answer is, specific, quantifiable things that you want is good. I want a particular watch. I want a particular car. Some things are fine to be specific. But you should focus all your attention on specific, in great detail, goals. And I know you're all saying, but that's not what all the goal books say. They say you need to be very, very specific. Yeah, I know, they're all wrong. You can be very specific on some things, but generally it's much better that if you're not specific. And I'm going to explain why in a minute. The second best is to be general. I want a new car. I want a nice luxury car. That's better than being so specific. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. And the best way is to not have any specific thing that you want, but that you let the universe give you what is going to give you the best feeling. And the reason is this. And I'll give you an example. Joe meets Mary. And Mary is a beautiful girl who's fantastic. Mary is single, Joe is single. And Joe decides that Mary is the perfect girl for him. But Mary is kind of lukewarm. She's not that interested in Joe. But Joe says, I'm going to use this technique to get what I want. So he defines what he wants. I want Mary to fall in love with me. I want Mary to be my wife. I want Mary. I want Mary. I want Mary. So he uses the technique and he defines what he wants. He puts out that vibration with power and intensity. He has a burning desire to have Mary fall in love with him and be his wife. And he uses this technique over and over again, day after day. He's putting duration, he's putting that vibrational frequency out, and he has no doubt in his mind. But what Joe doesn't know is next month, Susie is going to get a job at his office, and Susie is 10 times better for Joe than Mary. Susie is a much better vibrational match. And Susie will make Joe 10 times happier. He doesn't know that because Susie is off his radar screen. So what is a better way for Joe to act and for you to act is this. You don't know what you don't know. Some people think, I looked at a house and I knew that was the house for me and that's the house I wanted. And I'm telling you this, you ain't that smart. Maybe you really like the house. And of all the houses you've seen, maybe it was the best house of the bunch. But maybe there's a better house that you haven't seen yet that's off your radar screen. You went to a restaurant, you love the meal, and you think it's the best restaurant in town. Well, you haven't eaten at every restaurant in town, so you don't know if it's the best restaurant in town, do you? The universe has things outside your radar screen. 99.9% of all the stuff is off your radar screen. And since your main objective is not to get that house, and since your main objective is not to get Mary to fall in love with you, and since your main objective is not to get that particular car, and since your main objective is not to get that specific promotion at your office, and since your specific objective is not to pay off your debt this month, or sell your house this month, or whatever your want is, whatever your desire is, whatever the thing is that is your goal or dream, that's not what you really want. What you want is to feel amazingly good. So let me tell you the better way to use this procedure of defining your dream. The best way is to be general or put in just the feeling of goodness. Example, you're a single man or woman and your goal is to have a relationship because you're going to feel good. And you say, I want a relationship. Fine. So make the objective, if you meet Mary and you think Mary is great, it's better to put out this vibration. Mary seems to be terrific. But I want a wife that makes me so incredibly happy and I make her so incredibly happy that we're madly in love with each other, we laugh together, we have great sex, we enjoy many of the same things, we enjoy each other's company, and we live a lifelong, happy, fulfilling, satisfying, adventurous, loving, committed, secure, safe relationship. That's what I want. And it may be with Mary, or it may not be with Mary. That's what I want. See, you can clearly define what you want.